بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عوف بن مالك بن طفيل رحمهم الله أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها حدثت أن عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنه قال في بيع أو عطاء أعطته عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. We are still in this last chapter in which hadith of various subjects are discussed. Yeah, about this Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how much they used to spend in the path of Allah ta'ala is discussed here. And they lived themselves a life of great, very, very simple life, very, very basics. And whatever they had, they spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. So Hazrat Auf ibn Malik ibn Tufail rahimahullah says that Anna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha huddithat, that it was told to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Anna Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu qala fi bay'in aw ata'in a'tathu Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu made some remarks with regard to a certain dealing, business dealing, or the gifts that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to give. With regard to that, he made certain remarks. And this was, to understand this, is that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she brought him up, and they had a very close relationship. And he himself also used to spend a lot and give a lot to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu also used to shower great gifts on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It is mentioned on one occasion 200,000 dirhams, that is gold coins, came to her in two bags. And before the night, she spent everything, gave it away to the poor. She did not keep one thing to herself. Her slave maid told her that had we kept a little one dirham, we could have bought some meat for tonight. And as it is, you are fasting. They only had olive oil and bread. So she said, if we could have bought some bread. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied and said, had you reminded me before, then perhaps I should have kept back that one dirham and we could have bought some bread. On one occasion, Hazrat Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he saw Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha spending 70,000 dirhams, gold coins, giving it away to the poor, while she herself was wearing patched clothes. So and this was the time when Islam was spreading in the world, and country were falling in the hands of the Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala had given great ease as far as material things were concerned. So they used to spend a lot on many other Sahaba, on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also. But their nature was such, and this was the glory of Islam, that which we dream about. But they did not. They themselves lived a life of great austerity, of great simplicity, of very, very little for themselves. And everything they spent in the path of Allah, what they had. So when that was the condition, Allah Ta'ala made Islam reign supreme. And today we know what our condition is. We don't regard halal, haram also. We don't see anything. We just want to increase our material things and live it up materially. So with regard to that, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, made this remark, Wallahi, latantahiyanna aishatu aw laahajuranna alayha. That by Allah I take a qasam that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha should stop spending like this so freely in the path of Allah, and she should live herself also a nice life, at least a reasonable life. Otherwise, I will put restrictions on her. قالت when Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها heard of this, she said, أهو قال هذا? Did Abdullah ibn Zubair, my nephew, did he really say this? She verified the fact. Did he say that he will put restrictions on me or what? قالوا نعم. They replied, yes, he has said this. And this also shows that how much they had the akhirat in mind. That they just wanted to spend for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala all the time, and this dunya's life was, so to say, not at all in front of them. That yaqeen they had, that life of the akhirat, which is a real life, and a life of great, great enjoyment, and for that they prepared all the time. قالت then Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها said هو لله علي نظر لا أكلم ابن الزبير أبدا. She said, by Allah, I make this vow, I make this minnat that I will not speak to Ibn Zubair, Abdullah Ibn Zubair, again ever. She, because why did he want to put this restrictions on me? So we see there also how they kept Deen more in front of them. Today we don't speak to one another, we have fights with one another over material things. But there everything was because of Deen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, he wanted that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha lives a reasonable life as far as dunya is concerned. On the other hand, she was not concerned about this dunya's life at all. Being the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, getting so much of gifts, but not keeping anything at all for herself. On both sides, the concern was for one another and for deen. فَاسْتَشْفَعَ إِبْنُ زُبَيْرِ إِلَيْهَا حِينَ طَالَتِ الْهِجْرَةُ. And she did not speak to him for a very long time. And since he was a favorite of hers, and she was his khala, mother's sister, and she brought him up, and he could not take the separation from her. That how is it that she's not speaking to me? He just could not take it. And when this had taken some long cause, فقالت لا والله لا أشفع فيه أبدا ولا أتحنث إلى نذري. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she got the message that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, her nephew, wants to speak to her, and she was adamant, she said, no, by Allah, I will not accept anyone's intercession in this matter, and neither am I going to break my mannat, my nazar, which I have made. If a person takes a vow, then he must not break it. He has taken it in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, writes on this, that we should ponder a little while. Today we just use Allah's name very, very freely, and the greatness of Allah and His name is not in our hearts. Whereas they were very, very particular that we took a vow in Allah's name, we cannot break this vow in any way whatsoever. The hadith carries on, how then finally they came to a settlement, but it is for us to learn how they used to spend in the path of Allah and how they honored the name of Allah Ta'ala in every way.